I'm grateful to you and to each, and I thank all those who are joining us, those in church, those through the medium of the digital live stream. And on this last day of 2020, I know we can again assure each other of our prayers and best wishes for the new year to come. In the first reading we have from St. John's first letter, as we've been reading from this letter throughout these 8 days of the Christmas octave, we have introduced to us the notion of the Antichrist, according to John. But who is the Antichrist? Hollywood would make you believe it's a person who has 666 carved in his head after he gets a haircut, and they make billions of dollars off of that judgment. But that's not at all what the scriptural revelation is. In fact, a clue is given to us in the passage itself when John refers to the Antichrist in the plural. This is they who went out from us. This is they who are not really of our number. Remember in yesterday's homily, if you were here, we talked about the world according to St. John. The world according to St. John are those who do not walk or accept the light of Christ, and those who are not of the company of the church. They represent the world. But John gets now even more specific with speaking not simply about the world as outsiders in darkness, but the antichrists who are opposed to Christ. And what is that all about? In the Gospel of John, Jesus says of himself, he is the way, the truth, and the life. St. Paul would say in his letter to the Ephesians that we are to do the truth in love. And there we have a clue as to what the Antichrist would be. One of the great themes of John's gospel is that Christ came to witness to the truth. In fact, that's what he says to Pilate on the day Pilate executes him. I came to witness to the truth. And we heard the word truth 2 times in today's gospel reading. Put more simply this, the Antichrist is anyone, any of us, anyone, who denies that Christ is the unique way to the Father, who denies truth, that the devil is the father of lies, and who denies that Christ is life. And what is the way of the Father? The way Jesus says of himself, no one comes to the Father but through me. So the Antichrist is on one hand someone who believes that you can get to God outside of Christ, and on the other hand, the way to the Father is love, that anyone who does not seek to love so is to attain the Father, to attain the community. Of course, truth is easy. Anyone who is a liar, a fabricator, anyone who does not tell the truth is an antichrist. In fact, in the old church, if you will, there were 3 mortal sins, and one of them was telling a lie. Because a lie teller has no life within him. No matter his rank or status in society, no matter his relationship with others, a lie teller is lifeless, has no life within him. Jesus came to testify to truth. And then he is the way, the truth, and the life. We love life. We want more life. Christ wants more life. We hate death. We hate killing anyone or anything. We are for life in every form, and especially human life from conception to natural death. So one who would choose death in any way or other ways is an anti-Christ. So Jesus would say in other places, he came to bring division. Parents from children, children from parents, in-laws from in-laws, and so on and so forth. That's what he's all about. When he speaks of the Antichrist, one who is divided from him, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and they are not. They are liars. They do not walk in the light that is love. They are not, if you will, for life. So let us ask the Lord Jesus that more and more and more and more this new year, all in each of us become more and more as the way, the truth, and the life, but that the whole world especially would see Christ the only way to the Father. God bless.